We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Much rather you cough all in your mask than all over my face.
It was a joke. Jokes, people, jokes.
Sip your tea.
Let's go.
How are you feeling, Matt?
Yeah, I've had better days.
I've had better weeks.
Better weeks. The influenza. Influenza got me.
Yeah, or that's what we're assuming. Or another virus. Who knows? You know, kids, they're terrible at sharing except for germs.
Yeah.
They love to share their germs.
I haven't had any vomiting, so... Just the cough, the chest pain, the aches, and high
fever. Chills and the fevers and the coughing, yeah. Oh, hey, Harlem.
Yeah.
Coming up to say hi. It's been a week.
Yeah, it's been busy. So this is dropping probably a day, maybe too late, a Thursday, Friday release.
It's okay. You had to recover.
So being that, I'm currently sick and not recovered yet. And now you're on the verge, not feeling very well.
I wonder. Sarah and I were talking today at work, and her daughter had come down with the stomach flu, norovirus, presumably. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she took care of her all the night before and whatnot, but she was feeling fine, but then went to work, but then was like, am I feeling fine? And then she turned to me and she's like, you know, when you like somebody else is sick and you've been around them and you like psych yourself out, like, did my stomach really just kind of grumble or is that just like normal and I'm overthinking it? And now I think I'm sick because I was just around you.
Yeah.
Well, turns out that she really was because she went home and puked her guts out for 2 hours.
And we were with them during this weekend. Both her and her child. So there's a good chance, I don't know where I caught it or you caught it.
Well, I feel like this is two different. No, I think this is different. I feel like we've got two different things going on because those were purely like stomach symptoms and you really haven't had much of those.
But
and then, so then after she left, then after work today, I come home and I'm like, is my chest kind of tight? Do I kind of feel achy? I don't know. Is it all in my brain? Like, because you've been sick, now I'm thinking that I'm sick? Am I getting sick? Am I coming down with it? Only time will tell, I guess.
Yeah.
So far, so good. But we've got our tea, our little emergency or whatever it is.
I agree with you. Emmett was sick, though, a week ago. And he vomited everywhere. And I went, I was the first on scene. And I don't, for some reason, like, human vomit and dog vomit just doesn't like the stench, the smell. It lingers in your nose for quite a while. And even during that football game, I was like, I cannot get rid of it. And like, am I feeling good? Or is it just that I have like, you know, four slices of pizza, some chips, some buffalo chicken dip? And yeah, so I definitely think you can manifest it. So maybe if you hadn't started thinking that way, you wouldn't get sick at all. Your body would just...
Well, I
manifest
don't,
your health.
I don't think so. It's coming for you, whether you like it or not. Wash your hands, people. Wash your hands.
Oh yeah, here we go. We got it all out. So I themed a sick episode. Probably
here we go.
Can dive into it.
All right, very good.
Let's go.
Here we go. Hey, thanks for being with us on our sick days at Midwest Married. I'm Amy.
I'm Matt.
It's just us today. So let's see what Matt has for us. I'm going to dive right in with the first story. Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Am I the asshole for going out when my partner was sick? I, 34 male, and my partner, 38 female, have been together almost 9 years. We live together, but are not married. She has a 10-year-old son from a previous relationship, and I've helped raise him since he was one, and I consider myself stepdad. Bio dad is involved with his son greatly, and we all get on. Not exactly friends or anything, but there's no bad blood, and we all chat when we are together at child drop-offs, etc. Last weekend, child was off school one of those days when he was with his bio dad. On a Friday. He had a temperature and a headache and felt really unwell, and we were meant to pick him up after school that day, but seeing as he didn't go in, we got him early that day. Nobody can look after their child like mom can, and this was where child wanted to be. As you may have guessed it, by Saturday, we were all sick. It was the worst flu any of us have ever had. Child had the nasal flu spray at school, so wasn't as bad as myself and his mother, which is good. Nobody wants him to suffer, and luckily he's 10 and quite low maintenance, so is easy to take care of whilst we were sick. I had a very bad night on Saturday. I woke up trembling so bad that it woke my partner up. I felt so cold, but when my partner touched me, she said I was sweating and warm. She got up, and it was 3 a.m. at this point, and went downstairs to get me a hot water bottle. She was also ill at this stage, too. She was dizzy and severely achy and had so many meds, I'm surprised she even woke up. She went downstairs a second time to get me some medication, too, still while she was ill herself. I threw up a few times and also decided to go get a bath at 4 a.m., then came back to bed. I was still bad Sunday, but not like this. Monday came. We kept the child off school one more day, then sent him back to his bio dad's around 6 p.m., He went back to school the next day. Partner was still achy and dizzy, but seemed better than Saturday. When Tuesday came, I asked how she was, and she said she had a headache. I told her I was still going with my friends as planned, and she should be okay if she just rested. She wasn't happy. She asked why I still want to go when she needs me home to look after her, like she looked after me. I said she can't just drop it on me, but then she reminded me that she mentioned yesterday she will see how she feels, but may need me tomorrow, Tuesday. She said, I go to my friends every week without fail, and I should be okay to miss one to help take care of her. I wasn't happy. I really needed this day to just have no responsibilities and have some relaxation time with my friends like I do every week. It's a full 12-hour day because the drive there is over an hour, so I may as well make the drive worth it. I remind her that she should be fine if she just lays down and rested. And besides, she shouldn't need looking after like she did for me because she's nowhere near as sick as I was. Plus, it's her fault we were all sick to begin with because she brought her sick child into the home and didn't even make him stay in his room. I left the house that morning and returned at 11:30 p.m. as I do every week. She has barely spoken to me since then. She says I'm an asshole. I cared more about going to see the boys, her words, than taking care of her. When I see the boys 52 times a year minimum and she gets sick once or twice a year, but I wouldn't miss one. I reminded her that the visit on Tuesday had been planned since Saturday, and I felt like after a stressful weekend, I really needed some time to relax and unwind. She was fine while I was gone, so much so that she did even do some housework and walk the dog, so she can't have been that bad. I'd have been really mad if I'd have canceled it and then turned out she was well enough to not need looking after. We sometimes have disagreements that happen on the day I'm going out. So I asked her in a bit of a mean way, why do you always want to cause an argument when I'm going out, even if she's just mad at something I've caused in the first place? I don't want her to feel silenced, but other than not saying anything because it escalates, I don't know how to deal with that either. So I guess I saw red when something else seemed to be getting in the way of my weekly chill yet again. So Reddit. Am I the asshole here?
Oh. Gosh, it's hard. Here's what I'll say. No, you're not the asshole for going, but I also think you need to find out what is really transpiring, because there's something else going on behind the scenes. And I think you have a lot of growing up to do. To see your friends 52 times a year, that's great. And maybe I'm off base with this, but when you have responsibilities and children, and what happens when they add more children, I think that, you know, I have friends that I see 3 times a year. Do I wish I could see them more? Yeah. But at the same rate, you're the asshole for neglecting to like ask, like, what do you need from me? Because the thing that threw me for a loop is, okay, he did point out, walk the dog and did housework and had a headache. So I'm with him, like, she couldn't have been that sick, but maybe you should ask, hey, what do you need from me today? I'm happy to stay home. Like, if you need me, I'm here for you. I can do that. But I'd really like to do this as it was planned. Do you need me? Because it's just a headache. But again, there's the whole like, yeah, you need to grow up a little bit and ask the questions and maybe just make the right decision to stay home. That was the right decision. All right. The right decision.
You got there eventually.
I just want to throw it all out there.
Sometimes our brains work completely different ways.
It's trickery. This is a trick story because it's just.
I didn't think it was that hard of a story because she asked him, she told him exactly what she needed. Hey, babe, I need you to stay home with me. I need you to help take care of me, because a few things come to mind. He was ill. They were both sick, but she was up and taking care of him in the night, getting him medicine, you know, doing all the things to try to still keep everybody together, right? She's probably still tired from that, even though she's not as ill as he is. She's probably exhausted from being a caregiver while sick, right? And so she's like, oh, okay, he's a little bit better. Now it's my turn to like rest and relax and recuperate.
But she had to do the dog and she had to clean the house. Yeah, you're right.
But
dang it.
Yeah. But okay. And so you are like, but she still did the housework, but she still walked the dog. But often those things are things that have to get done regardless of, like, unless you're on your deathbed, right? Like, they have to get done regardless because they're just going to pile up. And then when you feel better, you're just going to have a mountain of work to do. It's kind of like going on a vacation from work. And if nobody else covers your stuff, you come back to just the same amount of work and less time to do it, right?
Yeah.
So she just had to do all those things while she was sick because she didn't have anybody to help take care of her. And what I really didn't care for, let me go back. Oh, but let me go back.
See, sometimes I just need to talk things through and then it'll click.
It's okay.
I'm really foggy from being sick.
It's okay. Okay. It's all right. You're good.
And then I'm going to ask you a question.
Hold on. This is all like I was, and I had a little bit of compassion for him, like slight, right? Until he was like, it's her fault she brought her kid home. He even like started with the whole saying of, you know, when a child is sick, the most comforting person often is the mother, right? Like, yeah, you want to be with your mom when you're sick. Like, how do you
totally
fault her for
that?
Right. He was just kind of being a
dick.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
And then.
You're right. She's always right.
You got to learn, Matt. Always. And then, oh gosh. Yeah. And then didn't just lock him in his bedroom. Like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Kids don't work that way, man.
No, that's just not how this world works. So, Reddit, you know, he has Reddit. Am I the asshole? Top comment. Yes, you are. You behaved really selfishly. She took care of you when she was sick, and you can't even return the favor when you are well enough to be thinking of going out. Also, a 1-hour drive each way absolutely does not justify being out 12 hours to make it worthwhile. Lastly, it's not even some special or infrequent event. You do this every single week. Oh, and the bit where you blame her for bringing the son back to his own home is especially shitty. You're the asshole, and there's not even any room for doubt. No ambiguity whatsoever. Have you come around?
I'm in on your side.
You're in?
Yeah.
Another comment. She looked after you when she was ill, coddled you. You bailed on her ASAP. You're a twat.
Yeah, you're right. It would have been nice for him to take over the house duties and the dog walking. So she could have just slept, relaxed, and maybe he could have got her some chicken noodle soup and all the things.
Hmm.
And been a good partner. He wasn't a good partner. That he sucks. Dang it.
Mm-hmm. This one was...
And honestly, like an hour? I agree.
Yeah.
I drive an hour everywhere. I drive a lot for my job, but sometimes I'll need something from a store in the cities, Minneapolis or St. Paul. We're in Duluth. That's depending on which store you go to, 2.5 hours, 2:45. I'll drive down to the store, pick up what I need, and then come back because I want to see it in real life rather than just Amazon it and then return it if it doesn't work out. Well, I just like to touch things.
Like, it's no big deal, right? This 1 hour drive, no big deal. No, that big does deal. Not justify that you have to be gone so long.
No.
Yeah. Another comment. This is funny. I saw a post on Reddit not too long ago where the roles were reversed. Everyone was saying he had the man flu and wasn't a baby that needed to be coddled. I accurately argued that a spouse should be there to care for the other spouse when they're sick. Funny how switching the genders get a completely different response. So that's a really interesting little comment.
Just wait. I've got goodies in these stories for you.
Oh, so should we move on to the next thing to kind of discuss the whole topic of the man flu? Because I do see you have one that with a man flu title.
There's like three of them with the man flu. I didn't know which one to pick, but here's my question. As we transition here to the next story, this red liquid of death.
Robitussin.
It's awful.
A cough suppressant.
If I drink this, can I then wash it down with tea or does that ruin the effects?
No, you can have tea.
Well, I didn't know if it was like supposed to coat the throat and do things, you know, just not a big cough syrup guy. More of pills.
Oh, enjoy.
This is nasty.
Enjoy. Mm. I always get the generic. It probably doesn't taste as good as the fancy kind, but it works just as good.
It's not as good.
It's much cheaper, like a fourth of the price.
Health and Wealth 2025. Here we go.
Okay. All right. So speaking of man flus, you have another little post here. Do men, dads actually get sicker? It's a running joke in American culture, at least, that when men get sick, they completely fall apart. I'm wondering if there's any science to back this up. When both parents in a cishet relationship get sick at the same time, is dad actually feeling as poor as he says? What do you think?
Yes.
I wonder. I bet it's case specific.
Well, here's the thing. I think it's... the man cold, it's perception. Okay. And I'm going to give you an example. Mm-hmm. We have things to do around the house, for instance, and I come home from work or it's a Saturday and I legitimately don't feel well. Mm-hmm. To me, because I want to feel better, sometimes I'll tell you, I'm sick and I'll go sit on the couch or the recliner. And then you come to me and like, I'm falling asleep and then you're vacuuming in the living room or like, you don't believe me that I am sick. And it's not that I'm dying. It's just that right now I don't want to go and do the dishes while I'm sick. Could I? Yes, absolutely. The dishes can wait. My headache or whatever ailment has got me. Mm-hmm. I'm taking some me time. Mm-hmm. You're not sick, so don't worry about it. But then you continue to ask me to do some things here and there, and I get annoyed and then moody, and then we fight, and it's like, fine, I'll get up. I'll do the things.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I'm thinking, you're not dying. You're fine. You're playing your video games. You're fine. I just need help with a couple things to keep life moving along.
Yeah. And I mean, video games don't take a lot of physical effort. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I think that is where it comes from. It's not that we're not sick. Just like when you tell me you're sick, I think I see this amongst a lot of couples. What can I get for you? What can I do? Would you like some soup? Do you want a coffee? Do you want some tea? How can I help you? Go take a nap. Because I have no problem knowing how I felt. I'm like, go to the bedroom, take a nap. The house will wait.
I wonder, and I do, you do that. And I do love that when you do that. I wonder if it's because of like societal expectation. Now here's me going to like in my overanalyzing brain, right? Societal expectation of men versus women. Where men feel like, hey, I'm sick. I feel like I'm entitled to a break. Like I can, you know, shut down and take some time and heal and whatever. Whereas often women, historically, the expectation has been that they still work through their illness. They have a cold, so what? The baby still needs to be taken care of. The kids still need to get on the bus. The laundry still needs to get done. Nothing's going to wait for them. Because historically, a lot of times too, being the homemakers when their husbands had been working all day, like that still fell on their shoulders and their husbands weren't going to pick up the slack for them when they are sick. Yeah. I think a lot of those pressures and cultural norms, even if it doesn't really match up, like, you know, we're both working, right? We both have household responsibilities. I think that mindset is still there. Like, I still need to be doing all the things. I can't take the time off, or my kids won't leave me alone. They won't choose dad because they want mom. So mom still has to do the things, even though I don't feel well a lot of the time. So maybe it's more of a mindset. And if I have that expectation for myself, well, why wouldn't I have that expectation for you? Whereas your expectation for yourself is, hey, I'm going to feel better sooner if I take care of myself and I rest. And so you have that expectation for me. So maybe that, I don't know, makes sense in my brain at the moment. No, you don't think so?
I'm following what you're putting down.
No.
Be better.
You're telling me?
Yeah.
To be better?
Uh-huh.
What?
Let me sit there.
Oh, let you sit there and rest and relax. I did, though. This past weekend, I felt like I really doted on you and took care of you this past weekend. I brought you medication. I went to the store. I did all the things. I brought the kids to all the hockey. I let you rest and relax.
I think
I even took the garbage out when you offered to take the garbage out because it was like negative, literally negative 20. I think
we've talked about this before in a different context is... When I'm tired or when you're tired, when you're going to take a nap, you can hear a pin drop in this house. When I'm tired and taking a nap,
I still have to do all the things.
Vacuum's gone. Like this, I think it's a gender thing.
Well, for maybe. Sure. I don't know. I still have to run the house, even if you're sick. The door's closed. The kids aren't bugging you.
And somewhere in here on one of the stories, and we can maybe just dive into it and if we come across it. We'll go back to this, but when it comes to like when I'm feeling like that, right? Like I'm just gonna like I'm not dying, but I don't feel good. Mm-hmm. I never call in sick. I always find my way to the office. If I have obligations to do that are set or whatever the agenda may be, I get it done. I take care of it. If I need to go put up walls on the house and I don't feel well, I'll go do that. If it's
Interesting though? Like, especially more the first things that you mentioned were like your obligations for work. I never call in sick. Like, a lot of men wear that as a badge of honor. Yet, you're basically calling in sick to the household duties when you're like, hey, I'm tired. I need to, you know, just let me be, let me rest. And I think. That there's like, this is jogging a little memory of something I've read in my brain where it's a little bit of a privilege to be able to do that. I don't know. Gender norms.
Yeah.
Maybe. But what I was thinking about, what is more interesting though, is how you and I like to be treated. Like you're saying you actually like me doting on you when you're sick.
To a degree.
Where you and I are actually quite different in that. I am more of the baby, typically, when I am sick. Because I
play
want
with my hair.
I want to be taken care
yeah,
of.
Yeah.
Yes, I have
I like
a cold.
That. I like taking care of you.
I want you to, you know, bring me soup and toast.
I
know. Mm-hmm. And I like it when you tell me to take a nap and just relax. Like, I want to be taken care of when I don't feel good because I don't feel good and I want someone to take care of me. So I love that and I appreciate that. Where a lot of times, like, I think I do check on you quite a lot when you're sick and you're like, don't touch me, leave me alone, just close the door and make sure no one bothers me.
If I'm running a fever, a cold washcloth every now and again, that's great. If I'm laying on the couch and I might be like, hey, can you make me a slice of toast with butter on it? Other than that, yeah, just kind of leave me alone.
It's just funny, the difference. Anyway, but the question was, do dads actually get sicker? Top comment, as a dad who started as a working usual dad and is now the primary parent, I can give you my testimonial that dads are in a privileged position. I did not read this beforehand, by the way, where if they feel sick, they are allowed to act sick because typically they are the secondary parent. As the primary parent, I have never been sick. I have had bouts of puking, feeling terrible, genuinely feeling like I'm going to die, yet I have not been able to express that, as if I go down, then all the kids will suffer. When I worked, I'd get a cold and spend the day in bed complaining to my wife, who is in the position I am now in. I feel bad about those times now.
That is interesting. I was going to not bring this up, but hold, please. Pass this over my way just for a second. I have no scientific proof about what I'm about to read.
Okay.
So, pretty much under a different man cold, the title was, please tell me why man can't function when they're sick. Mm-hmm. Calling in sick, yada-da-da-da. And it, good work culture, maybe. They can do that. It is a badge of honor that I don't call in sick. Mm. All right. Top comment. You know, there's actually real science behind this. Estrogen slows down how fast a virus multiplies. This means that women typically experience less severe symptoms of any illness, which is why we're able to endure even when we feel like shit, and often why we present to medical professionals while ill. They think we are exaggerating, or it's all in our head because we actually don't get as affected by illness as men do. Men typically have higher rates of inflammation and fever in response to a virus versus women. Their bodies take longer to recover because as their temperature rises from fever, their body tries to prioritize saving the sperm production. Got to put a baby up in there. So it amps up testosterone production and puts extra stress on the heart and blood vessels to balance it out. Their body also starts to produce more estrogen, which typically does make them a bit more moody and sensitive to boot. Quite possibly a man wrote this, but I like it.
I mean, we might have to fact check this one, but please, if you are an infectious disease specialist, please tell us if that is correct, because I don't recall learning that.
I can ask ChatGPT. Hold, please.
Okay. Because you would think then, because fat cells store estrogen, if it's all related to estrogen, then those who have obesity and higher levels of estrogen would have lower risks from illnesses, but that's not the case typically, unless the levels are negligent in that. I don't know. What does AI say?
We got the research. I'm going to pass it back to Amy because I'm going to die of coughing here for a moment.
The claims in this text mixed factual elements with some oversimplifications and speculative interpretations. Here's a breakdown of the key points and what research suggests.
There's also, if you look at the bottom, sorry to interrupt, there's a recap of all these points, but
do you want me to
up to you.
Well, we'll start with the number one, the first one. You good?
Onward.
All right. Estrogen and virus replication. It is true to a degree. Estrogen does have an influence on the immune system. It has been shown to enhance certain immune responses, particularly against viral infections. This could potentially slow viral replication or lead to a less severe illness in some cases. Women often exhibit stronger immune responses than men, partially due to hormonal differences. Key takeaways. Let's go down to the key takeaways. Estrogen can positively influence immune responses, potentially giving women an advantage in fighting certain infections. It's all like possibly and potentially, like it hasn't really been proven. Men and women experience illnesses differently due to hormonal, immune, and other physiological differences, but attributing these differences to simplistic mechanisms like saving sperm or major hormone fluctuations is misleading. Gender bias in healthcare can influence how symptoms are perceived and treated, but this isn't directly related to the biological differences in how illness manifests.
So ultimately, maybe, potentially, but overall fake news. Seems like they're taking half-truths and bending them.
Yeah. Estrogen production in men. Men do produce estrogen, but the claim that illness causes significant increases in estrogen or major hormone fluctuations is not supported by evidence. Hormone levels might shift during stress or illness, but not to the exaggerated extent that is suggested. So, interesting. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know that that is statistically significant. So here is the big question. Who takes care of the sick child, the sick or the healthy parent? Looking for wisdom from people who have been here before, as we are just now navigating our first illness with our 14-month-old. I, 40, female, 12 weeks pregnant, tested positive for the flu, and I'm on day 4 of my symptoms. Baby started exhibiting symptoms yesterday and also tested positive. My husband is concerned being around her. My husband is concerned about being around her because he doesn't want to get sick. I don't want him to get sick either. It's miserable and I don't want us all to be down for the count. We normally have a nanny, but told her not to come in since we got the positive test. Husband thinks that since I'm taking a sick day anyway for myself, that I should care for her, and he goes to work. I'm struggling with that because yesterday I was so exhausted and out of it, and know it's important for me to rest to recover faster. He swears if the roles were reversed, he would take care of her while he was sick. He's still taking care of her before and after work, so he's not totally isolating. What have you done when one parent was sick and the other is healthy?
There's a lot of curveballs in that one. Mm-hmm. I think that at first you might have saw me shaking my head like disapprove of what's transpiring here in regards to him not taking care of his child while they're sick. I think that me as a dad, I would be trying to do everything I could to make you guys comfortable. And even if that meant getting sick. Now, I don't know what kind of job he has, what kind of responsibilities. I'm not sure. But I would take the risk. I would be taking emergencies, super greens, whatever vitamin regimen, boost.
Mask up. That's an
whatever
option.
You have to do. Your wife is 12 weeks pregnant, that can't be easy. She's growing a human. So
already exhausted from doing that.
And I don't know if lack of sleep or being sick affects a 12-week fetus. I'm not sure, right? Like, I know people get sick, but that stress, I'm not sure, right? But I would just, from having no knowledge, that's what I would do. Now, then she comes back though and says, well, he is taking care of her before work and after work. So, well, what kind of job does he have? What's the update here? Does he work for NASA? I don't know.
Is he the most important person ever?
Right.
Is he the president?
Is he currently the sole financial provider for the family and has limited PTO. I get 10 days a year. So I don't know, maybe they've already used that. I'm not sure.
Well, she didn't specify any. It seems like to me that that doesn't seem to apply. It's just his theory is, why does everybody have to get sick?
Right.
So he should go to work so that he doesn't get sick. So he's just trying to save himself.
Yeah. So let's pretend she's not pregnant now.
Okay.
I still think at that age, I'd do everything possible to make sure that I was doting. But I can understand as a child gets older, depending on the severity of sickness, it's okay to be like, you know what? You and Eloise are sick. Me and Emmett are going to depart. Hmm. We're going to go get a hotel for the weekend. Good luck. I don't know.
We have never done that before.
Ever.
No.
I always stay. I always get sick after. One of
we
us gets
like,
sick.
Suck it up.
We, like, I'll get sick.
This is just life, especially in our teeny tiny little house. Like, especially when COVID was going around and they were like, isolate from the rest of your family. We looked at each other and we're like, well, there's just no isolating in a two-bedroom, one-bathroom house with babies. So... I think whether pregnant or not, that she is pregnant, it makes it 10 times worse of him if she's saying, I need someone to take care of me and the baby, that he would try to push this and be like, no, I think I'm going to go to work. I think the right answer is the healthy parent takes care of the sick kid, if possible. Now, if it's super mild, right? Because sometimes, like when the kids get older, if they're sick, it actually is a little easier because they just want to lay on the couch. They just want to watch cartoons. They just want to snuggle. They're easy. They're kind of mellow. They just need to like ride it out. So sometimes those little sick snuggles, they're kind of nice, honestly. Mm-hmm. That and that little selfish part of me where I'm like, okay, they're worth this little cold that I'm bound to get from their snotty little orifices. So, yeah. So if it's mild, not a big deal.
Right.
Cool. But if it's influenza and she's pregnant and the baby is 14 months old, that's never an easy situation. And so I think that husband needs to, step up, risk it, mask up, wash your hands, do whatever you can to not get sick. I'm a proponent of the flu shot. I get mine every year. So
yeah,
do what you can, but you got to take care of your wife and your kid.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. So let's see what the internet says. If they agree. Raccoon Attack says, it would depend on how sick the parent is. So honestly, if one is feeling so awful that it's hard to care for the child, the healthy one should step in. Mm-hmm. Sure, yep. They will probably get sick, but that's part of life. And if they do catch it, the other parent will likely be on the mend and able to help when they aren't feeling great. We've never really tried to avoid our kids when they're ill, other than washing hands, trying to avoid being coughed on, etc. I mean, and that is completely true. You are maybe starting to feel better, while I am maybe starting to feel sick. Not totally sure. Now I kind of think that it's in my head, because as we've done this episode and I've sipped my tea, I'm like, I think I feel okay, maybe.
The drugs, I think, have kicked in, the Robitussin, the ibuprofen, Tylenol, and the Mucinex. So
good combo there. A lot of agreed. It depends on the severity. It depends on how ill the parent is. Another person, he's probably going to get it anyway. As you're pregnant as well as having the flu, he should step in and look up after the 14-month-old. If you don't rest, you'll be sick for longer. I do believe in that though too. Like if you can try to find the time to rest, to take care of yourself when you're sick, instead of just trying to push through. Cause you're just going to extend the length of your illness if you run yourself ragged.
Yeah, that's also true.
So
I could have stayed home today from work and slept, but I didn't.
You could have. Yeah. That's it. That's all we've got for tonight.
Yeah. My lungs hurt. I'm dying.
I know.
So everybody, stay healthy.
Stay healthy. Wash your hands.
We'll see you soon. We'll be back.
All right. Bye.
Please be sure to like, follow, subscribe. We appreciate you.
Stay healthy.